The Happiness Makeover, How to Teach Yourself to Be Happy and Enjoy Every Day. By M. J. Ryan. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Happiness Makeover, How to Teach Yourself to Be Happy and Enjoy Every Day by M. J. Ryan is a book that provides readers with the tools they need to make lasting changes in their lives and become happier people. The book begins by discussing how happiness is an inside job, meaning that it comes from within us rather than from external sources such as money or material possessions. It then goes on to discuss the importance of self-awareness, which involves understanding our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors so we can better manage them. The author also explains why it's important to practice gratitude and mindfulness in order to cultivate greater joy in life. Additionally, she outlines specific strategies for creating more positive relationships with others as well as developing healthier habits like exercise and proper nutrition. The second half of the book focuses on practical steps readers can take towards achieving greater happiness in their lives. These include setting goals for yourself, learning how to forgive, managing stress, cultivating optimism, finding purpose through meaningful work or volunteerism, engaging in creative activities like writing or painting, practicing relaxation techniques such as yoga or meditation, getting enough sleep each night, taking time out for leisure activities like reading books or going for walks outdoors. Finally, the author emphasizes that true happiness requires effort but is ultimately achievable if you are willing to put forth the necessary work into making positive changes in your life. She encourages readers not only read her advice but also apply it so they can experience firsthand what it means to be truly happy. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a positive attitude. A positive attitude is essential for achieving happiness. It involves recognizing the good in life, being open to new experiences, and having a sense of gratitude for what you have. Main idea number 2. Cultivate self-compassion. Self-compassion is the ability to be kind and understanding to yourself, even when you make mistakes. It involves recognizing your own worth and treating yourself with the same kindness and respect you would show to others. Main idea number 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It can help you to be more aware of your emotions and to respond to them in a healthier way. Main idea number 4. Connect with others. Connecting with others is essential for happiness. It involves building meaningful relationships with family, friends, and colleagues, and engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 5. Find meaning and purpose. Finding meaning and purpose in life is essential for happiness. It involves setting goals and working towards them, and having a sense of direction and purpose in life. Main idea number 6. Live in the moment. Living in the moment is the practice of being present and appreciating the here and now. It involves being mindful of the present moment and savoring the small moments of joy that life has to offer. Main idea number 7. Take care of your body. Taking care of your body is essential for happiness. It involves eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep. Main idea number 8. Get organized. Getting organized is essential for happiness. It involves creating systems and routines that help you to stay on top of tasks and manage your time more effectively. Main idea number 9. Make time for fun. Making time for fun is essential for happiness. It involves engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment, such as hobbies, sports, and social activities. Main idea number 10. Set boundaries. setting boundaries is essential for happiness. It involves learning to say no to things that don't serve you, and creating healthy boundaries with others. Main idea number 11. Manage stress. Managing stress is essential for happiness. It involves identifying the sources of stress in your life and developing strategies to cope with them. Main idea number 12. Cultivate gratitude. Cultivating gratitude is essential for happiness. It involves recognizing the good in life and being thankful for what you have. Main idea number 13. Let go of perfectionism. Letting go of perfectionism is essential for happiness. It involves recognizing that perfection is an unattainable goal and learning to accept yourself and your mistakes. Main idea number 14. Find balance. Finding balance is essential for happiness. It involves creating a healthy balance between work, play, and rest. Main idea number 15. Practice self-care. Practicing self-care is essential for happiness. It involves taking time for yourself to relax and recharge. Main idea number 16. Take risks. Taking risks is essential for happiness. It involves stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying new things. Main idea number 17. Live with intention. Living with intention is essential for happiness. It involves setting goals and working towards them with purpose and focus. Main idea number 18. Create a support system. Creating a support system is essential for happiness. It involves building meaningful relationships with family, friends, and colleagues who can provide emotional support. Main idea number 19. Give back. Giving back is essential for happiness. It involves engaging in activities that benefit others and make a positive difference in the world. Main idea number 20. Celebrate life. Celebrating life is essential for happiness. It involves recognizing and appreciating the small moments of joy that life has to offer. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing a positive attitude is essential for achieving happiness. It involves recognizing the good in life, being open to new experiences, and having a sense of gratitude for what you have. To cultivate this kind of outlook on life, it's important to focus on the present moment and be mindful of your thoughts and feelings. This means taking time each day to appreciate the beauty around you or simply take pleasure in small moments like enjoying a cup of coffee or watching birds fly by. It also helps to practice self-compassion when things don't go as planned. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes or failures, try looking at them as learning opportunities that can help you grow and become better. Additionally, make sure to surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you and support your goals. Finally, remember that developing a positive attitude takes time and effort, but it will pay off in the long run if you stay consistent with it. With patience and dedication, soon enough you'll find yourself feeling more contentment with life overall. Main idea number 2. Cultivating self-compassion is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It involves recognizing your own worth, understanding that mistakes are inevitable, and treating yourself with kindness and respect. Self-compassion can help you to be more forgiving of yourself when things don't go as planned, allowing you to move on from setbacks without feeling overwhelmed by guilt or shame. It also helps to build resilience in the face of adversity, enabling you to cope better with difficult situations. Self-compassion requires practice and patience. It doesn't happen overnight. Start by being mindful of how you talk to yourself. If something goes wrong or if you make a mistake, instead of berating yourself for it, try talking kindly to yourself as though you were speaking to a friend who had made the same mistake. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes sometimes and focus on what can be learned from the experience rather than dwelling on any negative feelings. It may also help to take some time out for self-care activities such as yoga or meditation, which can help reduce stress levels and promote feelings of calmness and well-being. Finally, remember that self-compassion isn't about perfectionism, it's about accepting ourselves just as we are. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness can help you to become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, allowing you to respond in a healthier way. It involves being present in the moment without judgment or criticism. By focusing on what is happening right now, rather than worrying about the past or future, it can help reduce stress and anxiety. Mindfulness also encourages self-compassion and acceptance by helping us to recognize our own worthiness. Mindfulness practice can be done anywhere at any time, while walking, eating, working, or even just sitting still. It involves paying attention to your breath as well as noticing physical sensations such as tension in your body or changes in temperature. You may also want to focus on sounds around you or observe how different emotions arise within yourself throughout the day. By taking a few moments each day for mindful reflection, we can learn how to better manage our emotions and reactions so that we are able to live with greater peace and contentment. Main idea number 4. Connecting with others is essential for happiness. It involves building meaningful relationships with family, friends, and colleagues that bring joy and fulfillment. This means taking the time to nurture these relationships by spending quality time together, engaging in activities that you both enjoy, and being open to communication about your feelings. Additionally, it's important to make an effort to meet new people who share similar interests or values as yourself. This can help expand your social circle and provide a sense of belonging. It's also beneficial to engage in activities outside of your comfort zone, such as joining clubs or groups related to hobbies or causes you care about. Doing so will not only give you the opportunity to connect with like-minded individuals but also allow you the chance to learn something new while having fun. Main idea number 5. Finding meaning and purpose in life is essential for happiness. It involves setting goals that are meaningful to you, and working towards them with dedication and enthusiasm. Having a sense of direction and purpose can help you stay motivated even when things get tough. When you have something to strive for, it gives your life focus and helps keep you on track. It's important to remember that the goals we set should be realistic yet challenging enough to push us out of our comfort zone. We should also make sure they align with our values so that we feel fulfilled by achieving them. Taking time each day or week to reflect on what matters most in life can help us identify our true passions, which will lead us closer towards finding meaning and purpose. Having a clear idea of what brings joy into your life is key when it comes to finding meaning and purpose. This could include activities such as spending quality time with family or friends, engaging in hobbies or creative pursuits, volunteering for causes close to your heart, learning new skills or taking up a sport, anything that makes you feel alive. Main idea number 6. Living in the moment is about being mindful of your current experience and savoring it. It means taking time to appreciate the beauty around you, whether that's a stunning sunset or a simple cup of coffee with friends. It also involves recognizing and appreciating small moments of joy throughout your day, such as when you get an unexpected compliment from someone or when you make someone else smile. Living in the moment can help reduce stress and anxiety by allowing us to focus on what we are doing right now instead of worrying about things that may never happen. When we take time to be present, we can enjoy life more fully without getting caught up in our worries or fears. We can also use this practice to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can better manage them. Finally, living in the moment helps us cultivate gratitude for all that life has given us. By focusing on what is good right now, rather than dwelling on past mistakes or future uncertainties, we can find contentment even during difficult times. Main idea number 7. Taking care of your body is essential for happiness. Eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep are all important components of taking care of your body. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables will provide you with the nutrients you need to stay energized throughout the day. Regular exercise helps keep your body strong and can help reduce stress levels. Getting enough sleep is also important as it allows your body to rest and recharge so that you can be productive during the day. In addition to eating right, exercising, and sleeping well, there are other ways to take care of your body, such as drinking plenty of water throughout the day or taking time out for yourself each week. Taking time out for yourself could include activities like yoga or meditation, which can help relax both mind and body. It's also important to make sure you get regular checkups with your doctor in order to ensure that any health issues are caught early on. By making small changes in how we take care of our bodies, we can have a big impact on our overall happiness level. Taking good care of ourselves physically will not only make us feel better, but it will also give us more energy, which in turn leads to greater productivity at work or school. Main idea number 8. Getting organized is an important part of achieving happiness. It involves creating systems and routines that help you to stay on top of tasks, manage your time more effectively, and reduce stress. When you are organized, it's easier to focus on the things that bring joy into your life instead of feeling overwhelmed by all the things you have to do. Organizing can take many forms depending on what works best for you. You may want to create a daily or weekly schedule with specific times set aside for different activities such as work, exercise, relaxation, etc. You could also make lists of tasks that need to be done each day or week so that nothing gets forgotten about. Additionally, having a designated place for everything in your home or office will help keep clutter at bay. By taking the time to get organized and create systems that work for you, it will become much easier to prioritize what needs attention first and find balance in your life. This will ultimately lead to greater satisfaction and contentment, which are essential components of true happiness. Main idea number 9. Making time for fun is essential for happiness. It involves taking a break from the daily grind and engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. This could include hobbies, sports, or social activities with friends and family. Taking part in these activities can help to reduce stress levels, improve mental health, and increase overall well-being. When making time for fun, it's important to be mindful of how much time you spend on each activity. Too little can lead to boredom, while too much can cause burnout or fatigue. Finding a balance between work and leisure is key to achieving a healthy lifestyle. It's also important to remember that everyone has different interests when it comes to having fun. Some people may prefer physical activities such as running or playing sports, while others might enjoy more creative pursuits like painting or writing music. Whatever your preference may be, make sure you take the time out of your day to do something enjoyable. Main idea number 10. Setting boundaries is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It involves learning to say no to things that don't serve you, such as unhealthy relationships or activities that take away from your well-being. By setting boundaries, you are taking control of your own happiness and creating healthy relationships with others. Boundaries also help protect us from being taken advantage of by others. They allow us to be assertive in our communication and stand up for ourselves when needed. Setting boundaries can also help us prioritize our time so we can focus on the things that bring us joy and fulfillment. Creating healthy boundaries takes practice, but it is worth the effort. When done correctly, it will lead to greater self-respect, improved relationships with others, and increased overall happiness. Main idea number 11. Managing stress is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. Stress can come from many sources, such as work, relationships, finances, or even the environment. It's important to identify the sources of your stress and develop strategies to cope with them. This could include taking time for yourself each day to relax and unwind, engaging in activities that bring you joy, setting boundaries with people who are causing you stress, learning how to say no when necessary, practicing mindfulness techniques like meditation or yoga, getting enough sleep each night, eating healthy foods that nourish your body and mind, exercising regularly, talking about your feelings with someone you trust. It's also helpful to recognize when it might be time to seek professional help if needed. A therapist or counselor can provide valuable insight into managing stress more effectively. They may suggest lifestyle changes or coping mechanisms that will help reduce anxiety levels and improve overall well-being. By taking steps towards managing our stress levels, we can create a happier life for ourselves. We all have different ways of dealing with stressful situations, but by finding what works best for us, we can learn how to better manage our emotions so they don't take over our lives. Main idea number 12. Cultivating gratitude is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It involves recognizing the good in life, being thankful for what you have, and expressing appreciation to those around you. Gratitude helps us to appreciate the present moment and all that it has to offer. It can also help us to focus on our blessings rather than our struggles or hardships. Practicing gratitude can be done in many ways. Writing down three things each day that you are grateful for is one way to cultivate gratitude. Taking time out of your day to express thanks for something specific or simply taking a few moments each morning or evening to reflect on what you're thankful for can also be beneficial. Additionally, showing appreciation towards others by writing thank you notes or giving compliments can help foster feelings of gratitude. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we become more aware of the positive aspects in our lives, and this leads us toward greater happiness and contentment with ourselves and our circumstances. So take some time today to recognize all that you have been blessed with. It will make a world of difference. Main idea number 13. Letting go of perfectionism is essential for happiness. It involves recognizing that perfection is an unattainable goal and learning to accept yourself and your mistakes. Perfectionism can be a source of great stress, as it sets unrealistic expectations that are impossible to meet. When we strive for perfection, we often become overwhelmed by the pressure to succeed and end up feeling like failures when our efforts don't measure up. By letting go of this need for perfection, we can free ourselves from these negative feelings. Learning to let go of perfectionism requires us to practice self-compassion and recognize our own worthiness regardless of our achievements or failures. We must learn how to forgive ourselves when things don't turn out perfectly and focus on what went right instead of dwelling on what went wrong. This shift in perspective allows us to appreciate the progress we have made rather than beating ourselves up over any perceived shortcomings. Finally, it is important to remember that life isn't about being perfect, it's about enjoying the journey along the way. Letting go of perfectionism means embracing imperfections with grace and understanding that there will always be room for improvement, but also celebrating successes no matter how small they may seem. Main idea number 14. Finding balance is essential for happiness. It means creating a healthy equilibrium between work, play, and rest. When we are out of balance, our lives can become chaotic and overwhelming. We may feel like there is never enough time to do everything that needs to be done or that we don't have the energy to enjoy life's pleasures. To find balance in our lives, it helps to take an honest look at how much time we spend on each activity. Are we working too hard? Are we taking enough time for ourselves? Do we need more downtime or more social activities? Once you identify where your imbalance lies, you can start making small changes that will help bring your life back into harmony. It also helps to set realistic goals and expectations for yourself. Don't try to do too much all at once, instead focus on one thing at a time and give yourself permission to make mistakes along the way. Finally, remember that finding balance isn't about perfection, it's about learning how to live with joy and contentment no matter what comes your way. Main idea number 15. Practicing self-care is essential for happiness. It involves taking time for yourself to relax and recharge, so that you can be your best self in all aspects of life. Self-care can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, meditating or doing yoga, spending quality time with friends and family, reading a book or listening to music. It also includes setting boundaries with others and saying no when necessary. Taking care of yourself helps reduce stress levels and boosts your overall well-being. Self-care is not selfish, it's an important part of living a balanced life. When we take the time to nurture ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, we are better able to handle whatever comes our way. We become more resilient in the face of challenges because we have taken steps to ensure our own well-being first. It's important to remember that everyone has different needs when it comes to practicing self-care. What works for one person may not work for another. Experimenting with different activities until you find something that resonates with you is key. This could be anything from going on a walk outdoors or writing in a journal each day. Main idea number 16. Taking risks is an important part of life. It can be scary to step outside of your comfort zone, but it's also essential for growth and happiness. Taking risks allows you to explore new opportunities, learn from mistakes, and gain confidence in yourself. When you take a risk, you open yourself up to the possibility of failure or success, both of which are valuable experiences. When we take risks, we challenge ourselves and push our boundaries. We become more resilient as we face our fears head-on and learn how to cope with difficult situations. Taking risks also helps us develop problem-solving skills that will serve us well throughout our lives. In addition to personal growth, taking risks can lead to greater satisfaction in life overall. Trying something new gives us a sense of accomplishment when we succeed at it. Even if things don't go as planned, the experience itself can be rewarding. So don't be afraid to take chances. Life is too short not to try something different every once in a while. Who knows what amazing experiences await? Main idea number 17. Living with intention is a powerful way to create the life you want. It involves setting goals and taking action towards them with purpose and focus. When we live with intention, we are more mindful of our choices and how they affect our lives. We become aware of what brings us joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment, and strive to make those things part of our daily lives. When living with intention, it's important to be honest about your values and priorities. Ask yourself, what do I really want out of life? What kind of person do I want to be? How can I use my time in ways that will bring me closer to achieving my goals? It also helps to break down big goals into smaller steps so that progress feels achievable. Celebrate each milestone along the way as you work towards your ultimate goal. Living intentionally requires dedication, but it can lead to greater happiness in the long run. Main idea number 18. Creating a support system is essential for happiness. It involves building meaningful relationships with family, friends, and colleagues who can provide emotional support. This means taking the time to nurture these relationships by spending quality time together, listening to each other's concerns, and offering encouragement when needed. Having people in your life that you can rely on during difficult times will help you stay positive and motivated. It also helps to have someone who understands what you are going through and can offer advice or just be there for moral support. A strong network of supportive people around you will make it easier to cope with stressors such as work-related issues or personal problems. Additionally, having a good social circle allows us to share our joys and successes, which further enhances our overall well-being. Finally, it is important to remember that we all need different types of support at different times in our lives, so don't be afraid to reach out if you need help from others. Whether it's talking about your feelings with a friend or seeking professional counseling services, having an outlet for your emotions is key in maintaining mental health. Main idea number 19. Giving back is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It can involve volunteering your time to help those in need, donating money or goods to charitable organizations, or simply taking the time to lend a helping hand when you see someone who needs it. By engaging in activities that benefit others, we are able to make a positive difference in the world and feel good about ourselves at the same time. When we give back, we not only help others but also create meaningful connections with them. We get out of our own heads and focus on something bigger than ourselves. This helps us gain perspective on our lives and appreciate what we have more deeply. In addition, giving back has been shown to increase happiness levels by releasing endorphins, which make us feel better overall. Studies have found that people who volunteer their time report feeling greater satisfaction with their lives compared to those who don't engage in any kind of service work. So if you want to be happier, consider giving back as part of your daily routine. Whether it's through donating money or goods, volunteering your time at a local charity organization, or just lending a helping hand when you see someone who needs it, every little bit counts towards making this world a better place for everyone. Main idea number 20. Celebrating life is essential for happiness. It involves recognizing and appreciating the small moments of joy that life has to offer. Whether it's a beautiful sunset, a delicious meal, or simply spending time with loved ones, taking the time to appreciate these moments can bring us immense joy and satisfaction. Celebrating life also means being grateful for what we have in our lives and not taking anything for granted. It's important to remember that celebrating life doesn't mean having an extravagant party every day, rather, it's about finding simple ways to enjoy each moment as it comes. Taking a few minutes out of your day to reflect on all the good things you have in your life can be incredibly rewarding. Additionally, making sure you take some time each day just for yourself, whether it's reading a book or going for a walk, can help you stay connected with yourself and find peace within. Finally, celebrating life means embracing change and learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them. Life is full of ups and downs, but by focusing on the positive aspects, we can learn how to make the most out of any situation. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.